EU member states attending a crucial Council of European Union in Brussels were divided on how to tackle the refugee crisis in the continent. Italy's prime minister warned some member states that they risk losing EU funding if they fail to shoulder the responsibilities regarding the refugee crisis. Press TV's correspondent in Italy, Max Cibilli, reports.
A two-day European Union crunch summit in Brussels did not suffice to ease tensions in the 28-nation bloc over the refugee crisis in the Eurozone. Despite hours of talks, there are still deep divisions across the continent about how to deal with the EU's worst-ever refugee crisis. Eastern European EU states proposed to close borders, but many fear that the move would bottle up asylum seekers in Greece, leading to major humanitarian problems in a country already struggling with its own deep economic crisis.
Most EU leaders oppose unilateral actions to resolve the refugee crisis after Austria's announcement that it would cap the daily number of asylum claims at 80. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi proposed EU structural funds should be suspended for countries refusing to participate in a plan to distribute asylum seekers across the bloc.
We have to adopt sanctions in order to make sure that directives, decisions made by the European Union or made by the Council of Europe are adopted by member states. We have to look at a deal that keeps the United Kingdom in Europe, but that deal should not compromise the existence of the European Union.
The way EU member states deal with the refugee crisis is the umpteenth evidence that there is no cooperation and the egotism rules. The European Union has failed as an entity, and the fact that the UK wants to leave the bloc will accelerate the breakup of the EU.
European leaders resolved to hold a special summit also with Turkey at the beginning of March to make a joint plan to stem the influx work better. More than a million refugees and asylum seekers crossed into Europe in 2015. Over 80,000 have already reached Europe by sea since the start of this year. Max Cibilli, Press TV, Rome.